Welcome to another episode of the Open Science Radio. Here's Konrad Förstner, and I'm not alone. With me is Philipp Scheer.
Good day, everybody.
So I'm sitting here with Philipp because we have something planned, and there should be some other people around as well, but due to different reasons, we just do this alone today. But I'm pretty sure you will hear about the others soon as well. So, Philipp, what are we going to do? Why are we sitting here?
We would like to talk a little bit about the upcoming Wikisite satellite event, which is taking place here in Cologne in May.
Right. And you're sitting here because you're one of the organizers. Maybe you can tell a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm a professor for information retrieval here at Technical University of Cologne. As I'm interested in information retrieval, I'm especially interested in the science behind search engines, and especially search engines for digital libraries and everything related to bibliographic information. And here we are.
Yep. So we have one specialist here on board for that, but we have other people in here. So, for example, my colleague Eva Seidelmeier was also part of the committee organizing this. Philipp Meyer, Jakob Voss, Claudia Müller-Birn, Philipp Zumstein, and Philipp Scheer, who's sitting here right now. So we are trying to organize this or trying to work on the program and so on. And in the good, nature of these kind of events, we do this rather flexible. So we have now a call for participation or for contribution, basically. And maybe looking back a little bit, these kind of events were taking place already before. Listeners of Open Science Radio know this already. The Wikisite conferences took place in, let me think about this, in Vienna, Berlin, and Berkeley, and was it Berlin? I think so. Anyway, so basically it's a community meeting of people working with Wikidata, but also things around that, in order to bring, as Philipp said already, bibliographic data into that open database. And well, what do you think? What kind of people do we expect there? What kind of things do we expect there, Philipp?
Oh, that's a very good question. I hope to see some people from the sciences, of course, but also people interested in open data, so from the library side of the community. And I don't know. Who else do you expect to see?
Yeah, well, a broad spectrum of people, as you said. So people with a science background, librarians, but in principle also people from the community itself that might be not, let's say, doing this on a professional level, but also maybe are just interested in that. So we would like to connect the community in this meeting. And we have a lot of different formats that can be, you know, classical talks. You could have a poster, you could have demos, you can show software that is building on top of Wikidata and that serves basically this community. So we'd love to see your contributions in terms of that, and would like to invite you joining the meeting. It will take place in Cologne, so that are now the hard facts. So it's happening in May, 6th to 8th of May in 2020. It will take place in Gieses. Maybe you can explain Gieses a little bit, because you worked there for a while.
Yes, I worked there for 10 years, actually 10 very lovely years before I joined here, the Technical University. Gieses is the Leibniz Institute for the Social Sciences, and as one of their core products, actually, they maintain a digital library system for the social sciences here in Germany. And a lot of the information in this digital library is open and public available data, but of course is linked right now in the moment to data sets, scientific data sets, survey data, and a lot of other stuff interesting for the social scientific community.
And the other members organizing this are from ZDMET, so myself and Eva, but we also have people from the TH Cologne here and from the Verbundzentrale des GVB, which is now a very German expression here, and I don't know the exact English translation for this. Maybe one reason why we speak here in English is That well, the conference is open to international audience. So if you're not living here in Germany, you are still warmly welcome to join us here in the meeting. Philip, have we forgotten anything?
Maybe we should talk a little bit about submissions and the upcoming deadlines.
That's a very good point. So we would love to have your contribution sent to us until 1st of March. So if you wanna join here, please go to the website, use your search engine of choice, look for Wikisite Satellite Cologne 2020, and you will find the website, and there you can do a submission. This will then be checked by us, and I'm pretty sure we'll have a nice collection of contributions here. We already have quite a bunch of those, and we are convinced that this will be, well, a very broad and welcoming community meeting again, as the other ones before. Yeah, well, I think anything else to add?
Yeah, maybe that we're just looking forward to a very rich and interesting set of submissions, and maybe open up the idea. Don't think just in the classic talks, but think about hands-on sessions. Think about some interactive stuff with the other community on board, and I think it will be a very lovely event in May. And I hope to see you all.
Yeah, great. And tinkering around on projects is also a cool thing. Also, we can warmly invite you here to Cologne, which is a beautiful city.
Of course.
And that's also, I guess, a good reason to join this meeting. All right, so we want to keep this here short and crispy. So thank you very much, Philip. And I think we should anyway talk more often in front of a microphone about maybe research topics at some point, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Great. Okay, so thank you all for listening, and hope to see you at Wikisite 2020 here in Cologne. Bye.
Goodbye.
So thank you very much for listening. And you're warmly invited to the Wikisite Satellite Cologne 2020, which will take place in Cologne in May, and got event funds from the Wikimedia Foundation. We should also thank them for that.